Welcome to the Switch Leader Podcast, where we decide today the leader we will be tomorrow.
Hey, Switch team. Welcome back to another week of the Switch Leader Podcast. My name is Josh Baldwin, and this week I have special guest and friend Kennedy Foster hanging out with us. Kennedy, thanks for spending some time on the podcast today.
Absolutely.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to be here and just super grateful to be hanging out. I was actually thinking back to, in this moment, when I was a Switch Leader, I can remember listening to the Switch Leader Podcast. I had a routine every week, every Tuesday, meal prepping for my week, turn on the Switch Leader Podcast, and it truly, without a doubt, God showed up in whatever words were said that I needed to hear, whether it was nerves going into the next night or just some encouragement I really, really needed. And so it's so sweet to be here and get to just
That's cool.
Pour in. Yeah.
Love that it's come full circle, and so thankful that you're here to pour in with us. Kennedy and I were talking about our similarities just before we started recording. One of them is that both of us have 2 to 3 different beverages that we're drinking that are sitting at our computers right next to us. I have a green smoothie full of lots of greens, you know, veggies and fruits. I have coffee and I have a bottle of water. Well, Kennedy, what do you have going on over there?
Oh, yeah. I have my bottle of water, my cup of water, and my tea that has some vitamin C in it, collagen. And then I also already had my protein shake this morning with my greens in it. So that's not by me, but I did have it.
Yeah, that's really great. I was just glad to see a fellow person that walks around with multiple beverages, because people look at me weird. They're like, why do you have two? Like, why can't you just have one cup?
It's like,
I don't know. What? There's not enough flavor in that one.
Exactly. I honestly can trust someone so much more when they have multiple cups in their hands. I'm like, that's a person I will follow.
I can trust them. Anyway, so clearly Kennedy and I are off on the right page. We're going to get along great. And this is going to be an awesome podcast episode, if for nothing else, just because of the drinking. I don't know if you can say that.
Absolutely.
Not the drinking.
The
Come
hydration.
Come on, guys.
Hydration.
Calm down. Hydration is what I was, yeah, that's it.
Hydrate.
Anyway,
hydrate.
So we're excited today to have a conversation about how we're going to get our students to what I will call the next level, right? You have students that are at all different levels, some that are very, very mature and some that are very, very not. And regardless of where they are, our goal is to get them somewhere different. But that can be really challenging. And sometimes the ways that we go about doing that actually hurt the situation more than it helps the situation, even though it seems like the best plan. And so what Kennedy is going to start with talking to us about today is going to help us get on the right track, regardless of where we are in this sort of long line of possibilities of where our students are in their own maturity and their own development. She's going to help get the conversation started about what we could do to help them move forward.
We're talking about raising the bar for our students, not lowering it. And when I was sitting down with God of just kind of pondering over my own experiences and what I've helped lead through before, the analogy popped in my mind. And I think it might have popped in because I also love weightlifting. And that's also why you have to stay hydrated out here, because when you weightlift, you need hydration. But the analogy popped in my mind of a bench press analogy. So for any of those of you who do lift, or maybe you don't lift, with a bench press, you're laying there and you have a bar above you and you're lifting that bar up with the weight on it, right? Well, if you never raise the bar off of the stand, then you're never going to get stronger, right? If you don't show up and actually put in that work to lift the bar, then there's not going to be any result of actually getting stronger. And so in the same way, when it comes to raising the bar for a student, we have to create a space where they're going to feel confident enough to actually take those reps of raising that bar that's going to result in their faith becoming stronger. So what do I mean by that? Well, you also have someone who's going to be spotting you next to a bench press if you're doing it, hopefully, the right way. And that person is there to assist you with that lift. And as a Switch Leader, it is your role to stand beside your students, walking alongside them, assisting them when they need that help, but also knowing when to take your hands off and allow them that space to lift the bar and grow through a situation that is ultimately going to result in their faith getting stronger. And what I love the most of the thought of raising the bar for a student is it is more than a Wednesday night. we are wanting to pour into a student and place things in their life, place the seeds in their life that are going to grow and go way beyond youth group, way beyond a Sunday, way beyond a Wednesday, that is going to be showing up in every single day throughout their week. And so, Josh, that's why I find it so important to raise the bar for students and not lower it.
Yeah, absolutely. As you're talking about students and how we're raising the bar for them, and you gave the bench press analogy and talking about how, you know, we've got to put weight on so that they can be lifting weight and getting stronger and getting better, it made me think about our leaders. And I mean, you're saying, hey, let's raise the bar for our students, and this is how we're going to do it, right? We're going to use that bench press analogy of we're going to put more on them so that they can lift and get stronger. And it made me think, are our leaders getting stronger? Mm-hmm. And if they aren't, then should they be spotting for a student who's trying to get stronger?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
That's so good. That is so good. We can drop the mic right there. Because in order to raise the bar for students, we've got to raise the bar for ourselves. And I even think back to being a switch leader. Like I said, every Tuesday I listen to this podcast. I would prepare my mind and my heart and my soul. But something that I would need to do even right before a switch on every Wednesday was to check in with my heart, to examine my heart, to go before God and say, hey, where's my heart actually in this place right now? And so as a leader, not only just waiting on a Wednesday, but every single day, as you yourself are a disciple of Christ, you need to be asking yourself the questions. What does my personal time with Jesus look like? What am I spending my time on?
Right.
Am I practicing what I'm preaching? Am I putting the action behind my words? Are you getting uncomfortable in your faith? Because within lifting, we're going back to the analogy, you cannot get stronger if you don't add any weight to the bar. And I want to also stop and say, as a switch leader, I know every Wednesday you are getting uncomfortable in your faith because you are showing up and going to battle for these students,
right,
for these middle schoolers and these high schoolers. You're 100% getting uncomfortable. But it is so important to look at your own spiritual intensity in your life and really have that heart check of, am I a person of integrity? Am I pouring into my cup before I'm trying to pour out of it as a leader? Because as you do, allow yourself to be filled by the Holy Spirit and by those practices in your life that help you become more like Jesus, then you are able to stand next to that student and help them raise that bar and assist them when they need it, which is so important.
Yeah, I love this. And I also feel challenged by this. And I know that leaders listening probably do as well. This was my experience as a youth pastor for many years, is that I would have leaders come in wanting to serve and switch, and some thinking, hey, I absolutely can do this, while others were going, I don't know if I'm equipped for this. Like, yeah. I want to serve in youth ministry. I think I have the personality for it. I have the love for students. Like, I think I have all that. I just don't know that I'm equipped enough in my faith or in scripture or, you know, like you name the thing, in wisdom, to be ready to step into this. And, you know, I would always say, I mean, don't get me wrong, there were people that weren't. So over the years, like, it's part of our job as the leader of a youth ministry to determine when someone isn't and when it wouldn't be best for the kids that that person be a leader. And we make that decision and we lead well and lead with them. But in most cases, people that are asking those questions are the people that we want serving and switch, because they have the awareness to know that they could go further. They're like, hey, I'm not there yet. And the people that aren't there yet, that know they aren't there yet, are the people that we want, because they're the ones that are willing to go, hey, I have to keep growing.
Yeah.
I have more to do. The issue is that sometimes along the way, as life gets busy and we get older, we forget that we had more growing to do. And so instead of growing more, we actually grow less. And people, a lot of times they think, well, you know, I've at least reached this point, but it's not like I'm going to regress. Well, that's also not true, because you absolutely can regress. There is such a thing as a plateau, and there is such a thing as a graph that starts to dip downward. Mm-hmm. And at some point in our lives, if we plateau for too long, things start to head the wrong direction. And so for us to think, hey, I at least reached this point of wisdom or maturity or whatever, I have arrived, that's a really bad place to find yourself. Because on this side of heaven, I'm here to tell you, friend, you have not arrived. You're not there yet. So don't ever think that it's time to stop learning. Don't ever think that it's time to stop growing. And don't ever think that you've got it all figured out, because no matter how far along you are, there is still a long ways to go. And so keep on learning. And I love that we're challenging leaders right now and going, hey, if you want to lead students further, if you want to lead them to be stronger, then you have to be ready to run further and run harder and get stronger. Our leaders have the opportunity to do that. There are so many ways to do that. That should be happening through life groups and through close-knit friendships. And it should be happening through being in church on the weekends. And you're already doing part of it by being connected to your church, to your youth ministry, and hopefully to other leaders here in your circle. So make sure that you are building yourself up so that you are the most equipped and the most prepared to pour into the students that are that God has placed in front of you. Nobody placed them in front of you. No, like a youth pastor didn't do that. Them coming through the door at a certain time and having a student say, you go to this group, didn't do that. God put those students in front of you because it is in his time that all things happen. And they got put there because he thought you were the one to be able to help this student the most. So, man, wear that a little bit. Let it be weighty on you and realize what a privilege, what an opportunity I have. I need to get myself spiritually ready for this. So, Kennedy, you talked about the importance of why it should happen. And we recognize, I mean, gosh, if people are listening right now and they still don't recognize why this is important, I guess you can stop listening. I don't know. I mean, I guess because I don't know that you're going to get anything else out of it if we have not yet convinced you of the importance. So anyways, what we really want to know now is how do we actively do that? So like for a student, if I'm going, I want to help my student bear more weight so that they can grow spiritually, help me understand where to even begin.
Yes. Josh, you have me so fired up. I'm so passionate about every day just seeking more Jesus and growing in that. And I want to say every leader listening right now, and hopefully you didn't stop listening when Josh said that, but you are listening and that's just a whole entire sign that you are eager to grow. Because if you weren't eager to grow, you would not be listening to this and you care so much about your
100%.
Students and your switch group. And so that's why you're listening. So thank y'all for listening. Raising the bar for a student 101, though, I'm going to touch on three different things. So number one, we're leading students to Jesus. Of course, that's what we do. That is our mission, leading students to become fully devoted followers of Christ. What we can often realize, though, and I was actually pondering this just a few weeks ago because I moved to Oklahoma 6 months ago. And so I've been trying to make friends with my neighbors and I made friends with a couple neighbors and they were telling me they're in their 20s now. That they literally used to go to Switch in high school. And as they're just kind of, I'm getting to know them, I have so much just like love and eagerness to build a friendship with my neighbors. But I'm realizing that, man, if this was one of my Switch students years from now, what was missing with their youth ministry experience? Because where they are now, like they're of course on their journey every day. It's a journey. It's never a destination. But I was so convicted on their faith didn't go beyond youth group. And I want our students' faith to go beyond youth group. And so when we lead a student to Jesus, we're not going to just leave them there. And I say that out of the terms of how are we helping them every single step forward from that moment they raise their hand, from that moment they make that decision, whether it's in front of everyone at the church or in their room by themselves. And they share that with us. Are we following up with them? What does it look like as a Switch leader? Okay. One of the things that we just rolled out with, which is so great, is the You Said Next booklet, 21-day devotional. As a Switch leader, you have an amazing opportunity to follow up with your students, to create a group chat with all your students and co-leader who gave their life to Christ and have it be a continual conversation of, hey guys, what did you learn in your 21-day devotional today? Or what are you learning in this new walk with Jesus, just asking intentional questions that don't have to be the big old theological scholar question. It could simply be, hey, what are you struggling with right now? Or what are you learning from God? Whatever that might look like. And so we're going to lead students to Jesus, but we're not going to just leave them there. And we're going to equip them further than just that Wednesday night and further than just that moment, which we know is an incredible moment. Yeah, we also know the moments to come are going to truly shape them more into who God has them to be in their walk with Christ. And so
that's so good. And every one of you should have read or be reading that 21-day devotional.
Yes.
Like you don't need to have a student that goes through it even yet. You just need to read it and know it. These are things that you can do to be most prepared to get the most out of those conversations. You mentioned we want to get them there, but we don't want to leave them there. I remember this was about 12 years ago that Switch started to make some big shifts in the way that we did ministry. We were throwing huge parties a couple times a semester that we called Big Switch, bringing in tons of kids from the community. And there was nothing wrong with it. It was great. We were bringing in loads of kids. They were getting to hear the gospel. But at the end of the day, we weren't able to hang on to those kids. So like relationships weren't able to be built with a lot of them, right? The percentage of them that stayed was very low. And we realized, hey, we're bringing in a lot of kids and we're getting them across the line where they have said, hey, I accept a relationship with Jesus. I know I need this. But then it's like become this bottleneck at the finish line where we've got them to the finish line and we piled them all up at the finish line. And the finish line's getting real crowded because we don't have anybody on the other side that's grabbing them and saying, come with me, let's keep running. Because we were getting them across the finish line, then we were running back to those neighborhoods to throw another party to bring in a whole bunch more kids because we were just trying to get them across the finish line. And we realized this isn't working because in truth, there are still so many kids that are just standing at this finish line going, hey, I made this decision, but what on earth do I do from here?
Yeah.
And so our goal isn't to lead students to become followers of Christ. It's to lead students to become fully devoted followers of Christ. And if the only place you get to is 1 foot past the finish line, then you forgot or you didn't realize that there will be many more finish lines over the course of your life and you have to keep running. And it's our job as their leaders to teach them that they should never stop running toward Jesus. And that's what our goal is to go, hey, we're going to get you to this point. And then guess what? There's going to be another one. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get you to the next point, whatever that next point is for that student. And you'll help them figure out what it is. But our goal isn't to leave them there. It's to get them to what's next.
So good. We are running the race that God set out for us to run. Not alone, though. We've got each other. And we get to show those students that same thing. All right. Number two, we're going to lead them to opportunities. All right. So this is going that next step further from we're not just going to leave them there. And as we walk alongside them within their new walk with Christ, we're going to also help them figure out some opportunities that are going to be those reps, like the bench press, pulling the weight and strengthening their faith. We're going to empower, encourage, and execute. All right. What does that mean? Well, I want to start with a little story about two students who I absolutely love so much. What we've been doing is really, really pressing into prayer and the power of prayer within just an environment. And so these two students, what they've been doing alongside some of our capacity students, our student leadership team, we've been praying weekly over the auditorium chairs. Because the question is, with our faith in this room and with us coming together in prayer, can you imagine what God might just do with our faithfulness to show up weekly and pray over these chairs? And what that is an opportunity that these students have been given to show up and pray for students who will show up at Switch every single Wednesday. So that was a simple opportunity. They just had the opportunity to take it, right? Well, a couple Wednesdays ago, these two students in their Switch group had a student that was really, really wrestling, asking the hard questions. And after the night, they had it on their heart for this student. And these two girls come up to me and they said, Kennedy, could we go back into the auditorium and pray over a couple chairs where our Switch group meets? Because we want this student who is wrestling tonight to continue to show back up and to find Jesus. And I said, don't even ask me. Absolutely. You can go into that auditorium and pray over those chairs whenever you want. Like, I was just so astonished and in awe. And it reminded me that was just an opportunity that they were given, but now it is in their heart and it is a desire for them to show up and lead the way with that. And so what would it look for you as a Switch leader to give those opportunities to students, to give those ideas to students, empower them with that idea, whether it is praying over where your Switch group starts, praying in your Switch group praying over the hallways at their schools, showing up super early or not super early because, you know, they're students. They might not do that. Or staying a little later, whatever it is, walking around their school together with their friends and praying over their school for God to come into their community and change the lives of their peers. What would that look like for you to encourage your students to do that and then help them execute it? You could help them figure out a game plan or even join them with your co-leader in whatever that might look like. Is it a Bible study throughout the week in the morning or after school, whatever that might look like for your switch group? I'm just going to start with leading them to that opportunity and knowing that God's going to do a work in their heart where they're going to actually start then leading themselves to do those opportunities because you planted the seed in their mind. And that leads us right to number three. We're going to lead students to lead their peers through number one and number two. Because as we do number one and number two, then that is creating this disciple, this student who is on fire for Jesus, who is pressing into what Jesus has for them, but is so passionate and knowing how Jesus is moving in their life that they can't do anything but help share that. And they're going to then go out and disciple their peers by leading them to Jesus and not just leaving them there, by leading their peers to opportunities. And then it's just this beautiful cycle where we get to see disciples being made and the next generation coming alive for Jesus and their communities being forever changed. And obviously we get that on a Wednesday night, we get to see a lot of it and see a lot of God working. Yet with these three things, with Raising the Bar 101 for a student, it again is going to be a faith that goes beyond youth group, that goes more than a Wednesday, more than a Sunday, but actually affects generations to come, affects these students' families, their friends. And that is just a super exciting thought.
That's so good, Kennedy. I know that there were a couple of pieces of scripture that you were wanting to share. One of them was 1 Timothy 4:12. It says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." And so like when we're looking for ways to, man, how do I help my student raise the bar? Well, you honestly just go back to the scripture and it's going to literally give you some ways you can do it. You can do it in speech. You can do it in conduct, in love, and faith, and purity. I'd say that that's a pretty good place to start. Like, hey, let's just do better in these areas. We don't even have to think about anything else. Let's just look at this one scripture, 1 Timothy 4:12, and see if you can't do better in these five areas of your life. Because if you do better in those five areas of your life, it'll change your life. That's the honest truth. Those five things, if you did them better, it would change your life. And for most of our students growing up in the generation that they're growing up in, that doesn't care about much about what they say with their speech, that cares very little about the way they carry themselves and their conduct, that thinks that they know what love is, but in truth does not understand the love the way that we do, that really isn't so sure about faith and thinks purity is quite laughable, I would say that if you could get those five things figured out and you could really help a student understand that those things carry more weight and value in their faith journey than they could possibly understand, they'll be more than headed in the right direction. So, Kennedy, I know that you also wanted to share Matthew 28:19. I'd love to let you share that.
Yes, that's so good, Josh. That's almost like it's the word of God that we get to learn from and be guided by. Like, wow.
Ain't that weird?
Isn't that just weird? It's crazy how that works. I also want to point out in 1 Timothy, for those who may not know, the person writing this is Paul, and he's writing it to Timothy, who is kind of like the person he's mentoring, the almost like that switch student trying to figure out life. And so I just think it's so great.
I see what you did there.
Those are the words. Yeah, you know, it's almost like God did it again. All right. Anyways, so Matthew 28:19 says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Most of us know that this is the greatest commandment that Jesus has given us. And without a doubt, that is what we get to do every Wednesday and every single other day of the week within our lives. And as we are talking about building up a generation of students who are disciples and acknowledge that they're disciples of Christ. And then they also get to go and disciple all of the nations as they are building a stronger faith every single day. Because what we know is every day in a student's life, in our own lives, there is social media, There is friends and peer pressure. There is family's opinions, X, Y, Z, all the things. And those are spaces where students wrestle with the culture that is in front of them. They wrestle, and it's either a distraction or a delusion that a student is going to figure out how to place their identity in that. What we also know, though, is that our students are the very next generation and leaders of today. And sometimes they forget that because they're teenagers, they're middle school students figuring out life. But we know what God has placed in them. We believe farther than they might even be able to believe in themselves. And so as a Switch leader, Josh said it earlier, God has entrusted you with these students in your small group, with the sheep that you get to shepherd. He has entrusted you to remind them of their purpose, that their identity comes from Jesus alone, and that whatever is happening in their lives, whether it is a really hard home situation, whether it's something like a breakup that seems like the entire world to them, even though you know it's so not, whatever it is, their situations don't define them, their experiences don't define them, and their story doesn't have to be like it is forever. Their story is rewritten by God every day as they show up and as we raise a bar for the students in our lives that we get to truly walk alongside, then students rise up to stepping into fully who God has created them to be. And that is an impact that is not only impacting today, but generations to come, where we get to see the next generation becoming strong disciples who lead the way with a faith that goes beyond youth group, that one day we hope they are pouring right back into the next generation.
Right. What we hope that you are going to take away from this episode is really some pretty simple truths. Our hope is that you walk away from this understanding that your students can bear more weight than you think. In the same way that God knows that you can bear more weight than you think. That there's a reason that we are pushed and pushed and pushed and sometimes to the brink. And we go, man, God, I can't handle anymore. Like, when are you just going to swoop in here and save me? And I'll tell you what, I have never experienced a time where he did it early. I've never once experienced a time where he swooped in and I was like, man, I'm glad you came when you did, because if you didn't, it was going to get bad. No, it almost always has gotten bad. And then after it got bad and I got a little stressed and maybe my faith was a little tested, then he showed up. But at the end, what I found out is that I could handle more than I thought. Mm-hmm. Like, I was stronger than I thought, because I had him with me and I wasn't doing it by myself. And we want for your students to be able to learn that about themselves too, not because it will make you feel good about how far you have developed them, but because it will help them be developed in their faith and feel good about how good Christ is to them and for them. And so that when they graduate high school one day, they won't fall into the odds of students who walk away from their faith, but instead they'll fall into that group of students who go and pull others into their faith, who go and help others understand, hey, you don't just want what I have. You desperately need what I have, because what I have is the good stuff. What I have is the life-changing stuff. And the people who don't have what I have are chasing their tail and they are never going to catch it. But what I have is filling. It is whole. And it comes with the strength of the King. And we want for them to have that. And so do everything that you can to continue to raise the bar for them. Even if it's a kid in your group that you're going, this kid's so immature, this kid's always causing trouble. That's awesome, man. Take that troubled kid, look and figure out what their gifts are, and then give them some responsibility that will catch them off guard. That will make them be like, dang, I know I'm the troubled kid. Why are they asking me to own some stuff? Well, because somebody still believes in you. Because somebody believes that there is so much more in you that has been seen up to this point. And man, we want it to be coming sooner than later. So don't give up on them. Keep fighting and keep locking arms with your fellow Switch leaders and friends. Our faith is not to be lived out alone, and this fight cannot be won alone. So make sure that you're doing it alongside other people. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for taking time to listen to the podcast. It's so important that you're listening every week, that you're doing things to get better. Youth ministry is not for the faint of heart. It can be very challenging. And that's why you have to keep on getting more and more equipped. Thank you for listening to the Switch Leader Podcast, where we decide today the leader we will be tomorrow.